Get that gun out of my face.
Nine, answer the question. Who are you?
The uniform isn't enough for you?
You may look like one of us, but you clearly are not. If you would rather, I can shoot first and search your body for information after.
Why wait?
Why are you unbuttoning your uniform? My God. Those are...
I thought that was obvious, but maybe only to those of us with brains.
I know this is five cameras. I can count.
Sala, start the jeep.
What is... What now?
Start the jeep!
Ah, yes. Nazis.
Go, 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 go!
Are you unharmed?
I'm fine. Have a nice nap?
Yes, actually. I... Stop looking at me like that. Where's Indy?
He left on a plane with the Germans.
Good heavens! Where to?
I don't know, but Tony was with him. He must have deciphered the map.
Then we have no way of knowing where they are headed.
Well, Jones mentioned Cancun.
That was but one of the coordinate cross points.
Henry and Marcus are already there. It's all we've got to go on.
Then to Cancun we shall go. But first we have to lose the Germans.
What?
Behind us! It appears we have gained a Nazi passenger.
Yeah, I know. I'm working on it.
You might want to shoot him.
Gee, you think?
Seems wise, yes.
Well then, stop swerving so much.
My apologies. I only wish not to be shot.
You and me both.
Sharp turn to the left coming up.
Oh boy.
Shove him to the right.
I got it. That did it. But the other jeep is still behind us. Try to hold her steady.
I shall do nothing less.
Good
shooting. Now, on to Mexico.
Keep moving. We are almost there. You there! Your form is pathetic. Straighten up and move to the back before Gita sees you.
Heil Hitler.
Stupid new recruits.
Psst. Leave me alone, you Nazi filth. Psst. Go away, I said.
Damn it. Tony.
Indy.
Shh. Keep your voice down.
I'm so glad to see you.
Eyes forward. And don't look at me. I'm just another soldier.
Right. Of course.
Where are we going?
The jungle just outside Cancun.
That's impossible. The fountain's not there.
Of course not. That gives them a false location.
Good thinking. So where's it really at?
Well, I did my best with the map, of course. And I cannot be certain of the exact location. I've narrowed it perhaps a 5 square mile region and...
And where is that?
Do you hear that?
Listen, I can't do anything from here. There's too many Germans around. When we go around the next bend, I'm gonna duck into the forest.
But those drums! Indy!
Whatever you do, just remain calm and stay with the Nazis. They need you alive, so they'll keep you protected. All right, the bend is coming up. Time for me to go.
Indy! Bend! Indy!
Who were you talking to, Antoine?
No. No, Anelame. These drums, they just make me nervous.
We are stopping at a local village to get a guide to better lead us through the jungle.
I still do not like the sound of the drums.
Antoine, relax. They are but primitives. They pose no danger to us.
Thank you. rhythm, I got music, I got my gal who could ask for anything more. This is a jolly good time, eh, Henry?
Marcus, would you cut that out?
Oh, but it's all just so jovial. The drums and the bonfire and the dancing.
It's not a bonfire, it's a roasting pit.
Oh, really? Well, that's just fantastic. I'm a bit famished myself. Any idea what's on the menu?
You want to know what's on the menu? We are. We as in you and I.
What? Are you sure?
I think the human bones lying on the ground around the giant wooden spit is something of a clue.
Well, I didn't see any... Oh, look. There they are. They're... Oh, dear.
I told you to wait and observe before just rushing in. Maybe next time you'll listen to me. If there is a next time...
This is just about you always needing to be right again, is that it? Teach the errant Marcus another lesson about how valuable you are to Bartlett College.
Now is not the time.
Oh, so now we only get to talk about it on your schedule, I see. Well, that's not really fair, Henry. I expected better of you.
I wish they'd hurry up and roast us already. It'd be less painful than having to listen to your continued yammering.
Well, that really does it. I believe I've had quite enough of your demeaning attitude.
Marcus, get off me! Oh, they're grown adults! Well, at least I am.
Just can't resist another opportunity to put gold markers down, eh?
You got us into this, Matt. Nonsense, Henry. That's what you said when I warned you. And you just strolled right into that village.
I just wanted to visit.
We are intruders.
They threw us a party.
They're going to eat us.
Oh, don't be so dramatic.
Well, I don't see how the situation should be any worse.
Henry Jones Sr., I presume.
Let go of me, you... Okay. Yes? And who might you be?
I thought I recognized you from the photos in Elsa's file.
Elsa? Why does that name sound familiar?
I am known as Gitter. Lunke's village and all in it, including you, are now the property of Nazi Deutschland.
Featuring the voice talents of Jerry Scullion as Indiana Jones, Lexi Vanier as Marion Ravenwood, Julie Goldstein as Antoine Laurent, Marion Lindell as Alam Amatai, John Sulzbach as Henry Jones Sr., David Ault as Marcus Brody, Neil Saha as Sala, Mary Bowerman as Gitta, Daniel Munson as Heinrich, and Pete Mylan as German Soldier 2. Written by Jeffrey Bridges, directed by Tom Spitzer, produced by Pendant Productions. This production is copyright 2007 Pendant Productions. Indiana Jones, created by George Lucas, copyright 2007 Lucasfilm and Paramount.
For more information, visit PendantAudio.com. Thanks for listening.